Welcome to Business Infrastructure, the podcast about curing back office blues of fast-growing businesses. If you're a business owner or operator looking for practical tips and solutions to scaling your business in a sustainable manner, you're in the right place. Now here's your hostess, Alicia Butler-Pierre.
Hello and welcome to the Business Infrastructure Curing Back Office Blues Show. I'm your hostess, Alicia Butler-Pierre, and I'm joined today by an amazing woman, Ms. Wynn Kelly Charles. Wynn is an author, artist, podcaster, and fashion designer. And today I'm going to try something a little bit different. Normally I would kind of read a bio of my guest, but I think that you should actually hear directly from Wynn herself. So Wynn, first, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I am perfectly fine. And just to let you know, you guys, I had Alicia on my podcast, Ask Wynn. So I think you guys should go back and listen to that episode because Alicia did a phenomenal job on my podcast. And that's how we met. And that's how I got on this podcast.
Yes, absolutely. And I had so much fun. Thank you for plugging that, Wynn, by the way. So before, again, normally I would introduce a guest, but the more I thought about it, I said, you know what? People really should hear from you directly, Wynn. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure, I will. Journalist student who plays teacher on the side. I am more of a content creator than teaching, even though my original background was in teaching and is still to this day is in teaching. I'm slowly but surely walking away from the teaching field and becoming a full-time freelance journalist as of May of 2020, which I'm so excited about. And, oh, by the way, did I mention I have a physical disability in all this? No, I mentioned that I am a full-time journalist / content creator, but I didn't mention that I have a disability to manage on top of this, and I have ataxia, spastic, cerebral palsy.
And that's why, honestly, I'm completely blown away by you, because I remember when we first met through LinkedIn and you asked if I would be a guest on your show. And I remember I started looking at some of your different websites, and I was reviewing some of your different books that you have. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I felt lazy looking at everything that you have going on.
That's okay.
Oh my gosh. And, you know, considering that you have a disability, I was thinking, okay, Alicia, you have no excuses here. If Wynn can do this, then certainly you better get your act together too. So Thank you so much for sharing that. And for those of you listening, with everything that Wynn has going on, I'm sure you can imagine that without solid processes and having the right people around you and also access to the right tools and technologies, it'd be really easy for small details to fall through the cracks. So what Wynn is going to share with us specifically today is how she writes her books. She's the author of several books. She's going to share with us how she writes books, having a disability, using different aspects of business infrastructure. So clearly she's a Renaissance woman. Wynn, can you first tell us the books that you currently have in place, and are you working on some new books right now?
I am. I'm working on three books right now. The latest one is going to be called A Dream of Sound, all about a novel based around a character with a podcast, believe it or not. And then, on top of everything else, I just got a publishing deal to write a book about podcasting.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Congratulations.
After my novel, I'm going to be focused on the business side of podcasting.
That is awesome. Yeah. So now, okay, what is your process? So again, you have a lot going on, you know, being a journalist, being a teacher, you're also an artist, a podcaster, you're into fashion. With all of these other things that you have going on, what is your process for actually writing a book?
Well, if I didn't send my schedule to my dad, he would be down in his office driving me nuts. So every Sunday, I send my schedule to my dad, and I do it with love, and that's the only way I can get these podcast interviews done in somewhat of a peaceful manner.
Now, when you are writing your books, does it start with, obviously it always starts with an idea. So are you actually typing as you think of things, or what's your actual process for how you write?
I can come up with ideas on the fly. How I write is I don't outline. I do something called pantsing. I'm not an outliner at all. And I pants, meaning that I just verbally spill. Verbal word vomit, basically, that's how I put it. And I spill into Dragon Naturally Speaking. Dragon Naturally Speaking picks it up. I've used Siri on the Apple ecosystem in the past, and I just pants. I don't plot at all.
That's interesting. So I attempted to use Google Voice when I wrote my book, and I found it to be incredibly difficult. So when you actually, as you're sitting down and the ideas are flowing, are you dedicating several hours at a time to using something like Dragon Naturally Speaking or Siri? Like, how does that part of it work?
I like to give you an example. This morning, before I got on my interviews this afternoon, my own interviews, and I did another one before you on another person's podcast, I took the hour to write a book. I took the hour to write the book. And yes, my dad came down and asked me a question, and I got up and moved. So, but I took the hour to write that book. And this week, particularly because I'm on spring break from my program, from my journalism program, and from my teaching, I'm really concentrating on being a podcaster / I also, so I can get this book to my editor and we can get it out there and get it published.
Okay, so you dedicate time to actually verbalize the content for the book. And once you do that, do you do some type of editing before you send it to the editor? Because I'm just imagining, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, because I've, like I said, I attempted to use voice recording software when writing my book, and I failed miserably at it. And I think it was because I found that my thoughts a lot of times are so random, but I find that, you know, if I can do exactly what you just suggested and maybe spend like just an hour or maybe 2 hours and really concentrate and start verbalizing things or typing things out, that's a much better approach. But back to your method, as you are verbalizing things, do you find that it's difficult to, when you spend that hour or two verbalizing ideas for your book, is it difficult to pick up where you left off when you block out some additional time to kind of resume the writing process?
No, because yeah. Now this is my mission. My mission in 2019. My mission before I send it to the editor is make sure I put all the punctuation into the book and at least have some sort of consistency. So when I tell Dragon Naturally Speaking, period, I can just see that period and pick up right after that period.
Got it. Okay. How long does it typically take you? Well, first of all, let's back up just a little bit. How many books have you written so far?
I have written 9 books. And one of them is a how-to book on how to write books using speech dictation technology, because I know your listeners are moms, or they may be running around like chickens with their heads cut off, and they say, oh, I don't have time to write a book. Well, I'm going to give you this example, and if Alicia could see me right now, I would hold my iPhone up. Do you guys have an iPhone?
I know. Yes.
9 times out of 10, you do. Would you ever think about using the note-taking app?
I don't know when. I'm just not good at stuff like that.
Well. You're going to have to be good at it. And I, in my latest book, I teach you guys all how to do it, all how to use Dragon Naturally Speaking on Go, Siri on Go. So essentially, while you're sitting at your kid's soccer game, you could be writing a book.
And I guess I for those of us who struggle to concentrate, because when you start thinking of things to say and you just start verbalizing it and you're using the speech dictation software, I find that my thoughts are just very jumbled, and it's almost like I'm rambling. And when I try to go back and look at what is typed out onto the page on the computer screen, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to flow very well. But maybe I do need to, I definitely would need to get a copy of your book so that I can develop better techniques for doing something like that. But you brought up a really good point. So many people think that they cannot write a book. And I definitely was like that. I don't know. I just had this vision of the, I guess, the more traditional way that people write books. And I thought, oh my God, I cannot sit down and just write a book. And it was difficult for me. But I think depending on the type of book that you want to write, that the amount of time that it would take can vary.
Well, if you're, now I did it the wrong way. I, first of all, started with autobiography. I didn't even launch a novel until after my autobiography was out. Now, if I had to start all over again, I would have done the novel first and then did the autobiography, waited until at least I finished journalism school and then did the autobiography, because doing autobiography in the way I did it, it's like too much. I did it to because I lost my mom. So not only was I in grief mode, I was doing it in grief mode So people tell me you vote this and I win, and I still to this day say, well, remember, I lost my mom during, that was the first year I lost my mom. So I was walking grief mode and trying to write a book. I would not recommend that.
So you didn't find the process to be therapeutic in any way?
I did, but at the same time, it would have been easier writing. I did, but it would have been easier writing a novel, because doing it on yourself is a whole nother beast from the east.
I can only imagine.
Even though I did find it therapeutic, and yes, I did find it therapeutic, I, now that I think about it, I'm like, why didn't you do that? Why didn't you just release your emotions in a novel instead of autobiography?
Ah, got it. That's interesting. Very interesting. Now, let me take a second here to define what, for those who may be listening to this show for the very first time, we talk about business infrastructure. And business infrastructure is really just a system for linking people, processes, and tools to ensure that your company can grow in a profitable and sustainable way. So when it comes to you writing your books, you've shared with us some of the different technologies that you use, like Dragon Naturally Speaking, Siri, and maybe other types of speech dictation software. Who are the specific people and processes that you rely on to help you write these books?
Well, I do have an editor, and no, it's not my dad. I wouldn't recommend when you write a book, you hand it to your dad and say, here, edit this, because parents will put the I love you syndrome on it, which means I love this book so much, don't change a thing. But I do allow my dad to read the galley copy after it's edited, because without editing, it wouldn't be a mess. So when I hit the go button on this book, it will go to my editors, and then I will, once I get it back from the editors, I will let my dad read the galley copy, and then I will get the graphic designer in, and we'll start designing the beautiful cover, and then I will upload it to Draft to Digital and Amazon and Kindle Direct Publishing. But Draft to Digital, you can upload it in one fell swoop and click buttons to make it go to iBooks, Barnes & Noble, Google, and I'm even in a program with them now that they can put my book in paperback format, which I have to now be conscious of writing a 120-page book, which that's going to be a challenge, but I did it with my autobiography, and I did it with several other novels, but I have not used this system yet to publish a paperback book. I have only used them to publish ebooks.
Can you say the name of that? So you mentioned Kindle Direct Publishing, but what's the name of the other one?
Draft to Digital.
How do you spell that?
Draft, as in book draft.
Oh, okay. Draft to digital. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Draft to Digital. Here. Okay. Come on. And so I'm just going to see if I can pop it in the chat so we can stick it in the... Yeah, it's Draft, the number 2, Digital.
Oh, draft to digital. Okay, got it. So are you finding, or have you found, that as you write each book, the process gets easier with each book?
Oh, heck yes.
Yeah.
Oh, heck yes. I mean, the first book, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. Now I teach people how to set their own books up. I also teach people how to do podcasts, essentially, because podcast is a great marketing tool.
Yes. Yes, it is. Have you learned some key lessons over the years as you've been writing your different books?
Well, here's one key lesson I have learned. I actually grew up as, how do I put this? I'll put it this way. As a private person, but yet a social butterfly. And I have learned if you want to be a book author, you have to have a thick skin because your work isn't for everyone.
Very good point. That's great point. Very great point, because it's such a personal experience for you as the writer, and it can be a blow to your ego when someone doesn't read it or doesn't like it. So I totally understand that. Well, this actually is a good time to take a quick break, Wynn, and when we come back, I want to ask you about some advice that you might want to share with our listeners. But first, let's take a quick break. Do you currently have more business than you can handle? Do you need to hire more people but don't have processes documented to train them? Behind the facade, How to Structure Company Operations for Sustainable Success is a book that explains step by step how to create business infrastructure in your company so that you can hire the right people to do the right things in the right working conditions. It's the world's first book ever written about business infrastructure exclusively for small businesses. Visit behindthefacadebook.com to get your copy today. That's behindthefacadebook.com. And we are back with Wynn Kelly Charles. Now, Wynn, before that quick break, you were telling us about some of the different tools and the people and technologies and processes that you use as you are going through the book writing process. What advice do you have to those who may be listening and they've been hearing about the importance of writing a book, especially as business owners, to help position themselves as a subject matter expert or as an influencer or authority in their line of work? What advice do you have to share with them about getting started in writing their book?
Just do it. Just do it.
Somehow I knew you would say that.
Well, yes. If you, as I said, if you have an iPhone and you can just open up the notepad, speak to Siri, or if you're in a position to speak to Siri, you can just write the thoughts down, and then here's a plug for me. I could help you do everything from, well, not necessarily the manuscript, but I can get you to the point of publishing your own books, so you don't have to necessarily worry about that. I mean, these systems are so daunting now that if you don't have someone to do it for you, you can just go in a tailspin. I almost went in a tailspin 9 years ago now when I was self-publishing. I come a win. I knew absolutely nothing. And so that's why I'm giving back to the new authors. And someone asked me the other day, why do you charge a book publishing fee, which is $50? I said, well, do you want to? do the tail spinning yourself? He goes, no. I said, yeah, then you need to hire someone else out to do it.
And let me tell you, having gone through that once, I hope to never go through that process ever again.
Yes.
I would gladly pay you to do that for me because it is not fun. And there are so many details. I couldn't believe it. So for those of you listening, the next time you pick up a physical book, just know that every single aspect and attribute of that book requires an incredible amount of detail and thoughts. Everything from the barcode that's on the back of the book. Wynn mentioned the graphic designer to help you with the cover art for the front as well, the spine as well as the back of the book. Then you have your what publishing company art. Do you want a hardcover for your book? Do you want it to be paperback? Do you want to have an audiobook version? Do you want to have an ebook version? There are so many decisions to make. And so knowing that you can help walk new authors through that process is really good to hear, because let me tell you, it is a huge learning curve. And if you don't have to do it by yourself or do it alone, definitely reach out to Wynn.
And I can even help the experienced author that doesn't have time to do it. They just have time to do the manuscript. They just have time to hire the graphic designer, and then they hand it all over to me, and I'll finagle it. And all they have to do is open up their own account, and then I'll get in there, and I'll get into your account, and then I'll upload the books, and we'll make it work that way.
Now, I actually, unfortunately, we're coming to a close, and I knew this would happen, just as we would get into the heart of the conversation, we'd have to start wrapping up. But another really quick question, Wynn, do you also help people who maybe don't want to self-publish, but they may be seeking an agent or a literary agent, or they want to go the traditional publishing route? Are you able to also help coach people through that process as well?
I am, and I actually have a friend that can look over what they call the query letter, because she's traditionally published, and she offers a query letter service, which I'm going to take her up on myself, because I'm trying to do that. That's my next step, is trying to get with Big Boys now. And so I know people that can help if I can't.
Got it. Okay. Now, that's actually a really great segue into talking about resources that we can share with those who are listening. So again, you mentioned Dragon Naturally Speaking. You mentioned Siri for those who already have iPhones. Are there any other resources that you would recommend? Oh, sorry, you also mentioned Kindle Direct Publishing, which is an Amazon service for those who want to go the self-publishing route. But are there any other resources that you could recommend, certain books? This would be a great time to plug your books and your podcast, by the way, that people that you would recommend that people could leverage as they embark upon their new author journey?
I'm actually going to recommend two books. Okay. One will shock the heck out of you. It's called On Writing by Stephen King. And apparently, I have not read it myself, but apparently he talks about the crafts of writing in this book. And I think that everyone should go pick up On Writing, and also pick up my book, Smile with Dictation, because that will help you. Those two in combination will help you publish a great book.
Thank you so much. And do you want to talk about your podcast? This would be a great time to do that.
I would love to. Also, as I said at the top of this interview, you guys, go back and listen to Alicia's interview, and we just had a grand old time with that one. And my podcast is called Ask When. My other podcast is called A Diary of a Fashionista. It's run by myself and my girlfriend, who also has cerebral palsy, and we talk about cerebral palsy exclusively. So if you guys want to listen about cerebral palsy, that's a good one. And listen to Ask When. I bring a variety of people on, but I can also help you set up your own podcast. I charge for that too, don't worry, but we can talk about that when the time comes. But I want people to not tell me or Alicia that they can't write a book or they can't speak in front of a podcast, because I think a podcast is a great marketing tool, and I also think the book is a great marketing tool.
And you're absolutely correct. For those listening, you'd have to just try it and trust what Wynn is saying, because it literally can change your life. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Changes your life. And if you're at a networking event and you and let's say Susie Q, your book instead of your business card, the book more likely than not will not go in the trash can, whereas the business card will.
Great point. Great point. And you know what? People may not ever read your book, but they'll remember the fact that you've written one. It instantly changes your credibility. So when this has all been really great information, thank you so much for sharing your writing process, as well as being so open and willing to share some of the different resources and tools that you use. How can people get in touch with you?
People can get in touch with me via Twitter, Wynn Kelly Charles, Wynn, W-I-N, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-S, and they can find my podcast. All the two podcasts I mentioned, plus I do a solo show called Welcome to Journalism. And if you know how to subscribe to Alicia's podcast, you certainly know how to subscribe to mine. And it is even in TuneIn for those of you that have smart speakers. In TuneIn, it's under Butterflies of Wisdom, and I'll make sure that it's A Diary of a Fashionista is also in TuneIn. So for those of you that have smart speakers, you can catch me on that too.
Well, Wynn, thank you so much for being on the show today. I knew this would happen. The time would go by really quickly. So you'll have to come back.
Much. I will come back anytime and talk about hiring. I just hired a friend of mine that happens to be a VA.
Oh, nice.
There's another conversation that we can have.
Yeah, very nice.
The appropriate time to hire a VA. I call myself now the lazy journalist. I'm like, I'm not doing the scheduling for my podcast. I'll just hire it out. And that's how I've been doing it for years.
That's awesome. And that's the sign of being a true business owner and entrepreneur, is being able to effectively delegate. So.
Yeah.
I am so proud of you, and I every time I talk to you and whenever I'm looking at your tweets, I'm just always so inspired. So thank you for what you do, and keep up the amazing work.
Thank you. No, and you guys keep up the amazing work, and let's talk, and then we'll make it work so you guys can get that book off your heart in 2019.
Yes, let's make that happen. So now I want to talk to you, the person listening to this right now. Can you also benefit from writing a book? Now ask Wynn, and she will tell you the answer is absolutely yes, and I 1,000% agree. Here's a recap of how Wynn did it. First of all, she made it a point to let us know that she does not start off with an outline, which really speaks to the fact that we all have different writing styles and different writing processes. So you may not start off with a structured outline. You may already have the ideas and you just allow them to flow. She also talked about the different types of speech dictation software that she uses. And she's right. It actually is a very efficient way to get those ideas out of your head and onto proverbial paper, so to speak. Make sure you get the right people around you. You can't write this book by yourself. You definitely want to invest in a great editor as well as a graphic designer. Also, get assistance from someone like Wynn to make sure that you can go through that actual publishing process with an expert who knows exactly what they're doing. And I thought this was really funny, but it actually is very true. Don't use your parents, your friends, and your close family members as your editors, because they will have a certain type of bias. But I think it is a good point to have them read your book once it has been professionally edited. Now, if all of this appeals to you and you want to learn more about the good stuff that Wynn has brewing, she has 9 books, she has several different podcasts that she's mentioned, definitely reach out to her on Twitter. Her handle is Wynn Kelly Charles. And we will have links to all of the information that Wynn shared with us in the show notes at businessinfrastructure.tv. So we'll have links to all of those different types of software tools she mentioned, as well as her different podcasts, all of her books, in addition to some of the other information that she provided. Now, while you're at the website, you'll also be able to subscribe to the show as well as download this episode for future reference. And while you're there, don't forget to let us know your feedback. Again, you can do this at businessinfrastructure.tv. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, stay focused, be encouraged. This entrepreneurial journey is a marathon and not a sprint. Until the next time.
Thank you for listening to Business Infrastructure, the podcast about curing back office blues with Alicia Butler-Pierre. If you like what you've heard, do us a favor and subscribe, leave a rating and review, and more importantly, share with your colleagues and team members who could benefit from the information. Join us next week for another episode of Business Infrastructure with Alicia Butler-Pierre.